Seriously? Could you get out from underfoot for 5 seconds? I'm trying to get ready. I haven't had a reason to wear spaghetti straps since you did this to yourself. I think this black dress is going to be really nice tonight. The one with the long thigh slits. What? You got a problem? Aw, poor little thing. Did you think I was getting dressed to take you on a date? No, silly. I'm going to Jessica's, and we're going out tonight. I'm gonna find a man. A real man. Taller than me and stronger. You know, a man who can grab my ass and throw me to the bed. And then I'm gonna fuck him senseless. What? God, your voice is so fucking shrill. You're like a tiny flesh-colored worm shrieking up at me. You know I can't hear you from down there. Do you need me to pick you up? Now, what's wrong? Am I too rough? I'm being a goddess. I thought that's what you liked. Oh, wait a second. You think I wanted this? This is your stupid fantasy. I was just going along with it because I thought it was a silly sex game. You're fucking delusional if you honestly think I wanted a physical relationship with a tiny. You're the idiot who decided to get a black market reduction so you'd have a fucking skyscraper girlfriend. No, I will not lower my voice. This is my normal tone. I'm tired of having to whisper for you all the time. It's not my fault. You are so fucking fragile. Ugh, watching you beg from the palm of my hand is not attractive. It's sad. My God, I'm embarrassed for you. You really are puny and pathetic, huh? And only a creepy perv like you would want to hear all this from a woman. You know what's really tragic, though? Is that you did this to yourself. On some weird level, I can almost understand why. I get the instinct. To want to completely lose yourself in my massive breasts and wrestle my toes. Even though they're like boulders for you now. And to climb my clit. There's an appeal to worshiping the female form, I think. But you've taken that instinct to such a deeply depraved place. As you can probably tell, I'm very pissed off at you. But honestly, I think I'm more angry at myself by now. I've become wrapped around the finger of a man who's no bigger than my thumbnail. And you know what's crazy? I stupidly, almost happily, allowed you to manipulate me for this long. You call me goddess, but what kind of a goddess allows herself to be ruled by an insect? Evidently, the stupid bitch holding you in her palm. Did you know I've been faithful this whole time? To you? You tiny little shrimp? Do you know how cringy it is to have you crawl around on my pussy? Ugh. Do you know why I took you in after the operation? It's because I'm a kind, gullible idiot. At first, I hated that you did this to yourself. But I really, really like you. So I figured I could take care of you. I thought you'd have your fun and get it out of your system, and then you'd get yourself put back to a normal size. I didn't know that this shit was gonna be permanent. But like I said, I'm the idiot here. I always do this shit. I fall for needy, clingy boys who want a mommy. Or for manipulative assholes looking for a dumb bitch to use. Well, guess what? You're clingy and manipulative. So I guess I got a double prize this time, didn't I? I should have seen this coming, too. You always tell me how kind I am and how much I assume the best in people. And honestly, I think you've used that against me. If you truly loved me, truly cared about me, you would have never treated me like this. Like, I'm not even a person. I'm just a giant, stupid sex toy. Yes, you do. That is exactly how you treat me. Like my body's a giant amusement park for you. And the fact that you've convinced yourself I feel the same way, that I actually have lust for you, it's a fucking joke. I stopped feeling any attraction toward you when I opened that box, and I saw what you did to yourself. These past few months have been one long, cringy pity fuck. I'm so tired of this weird as fuck relationship. I want to say it's over, but I've decided to be the bigger person. Literally and figuratively. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm going to give you one last chance to prove yourself. To prove that you can be the man I need in my life. If you can show me that, then maybe this isn't over. Yes, I'll be your Godzilla-sized girlfriend. But I need you to complete one little task. I swear, if you call me goddess again, even if it's to tell me yes, I'm gonna smush you with my finger. Normal couples address each other by name. Not giantess or goddess or any of that weird shit. I'm a woman. I am not a fantasy. I don't want to be worshipped. And I certainly don't want to be your fetish object. Oh, for fuck's sakes. I didn't mean to breathe so hard. Are you okay? Stand back up. 6 weeks. We were only together for 6 weeks before you deliver yourself to me like this. In a fucking jewelry box, no less. As if this parasitic relationship was some sort of gift. Come on, I know I didn't hurt you. I still use lotion, so my palm can't be that tough. Wait, are you? Oh my god, you are! You're humping my hand! You tiny fucking runt! Ugh, you're such a disgusting creep! I should just flush you down the fucking toilet! How stupid am I to assume you'd take anything I say seriously? You know what? No, I'm not gonna let you bait me. I mean, just look at you. You're an itty-bitty nothing. The worst an insect like you could do is annoy me, right? So I hope you enjoyed yourself. Because your microscopic dick is so tiny now, it's a wonder I could feel it against my hand. Okay, on the floor you go now. It's time now, Pipsqueak. To prove your love, and to win me back. Do you like the view from down there? Staring up at my shapely legs and my toned ass? Like your prize is miles out of reach? Is this the way you pictured it? Me looming over you like this? I know what you're looking at. Doesn't this dress make my ass look amazing? Panty lines would have ruined my silhouette, though. So obviously I went without them. And if you think it's an accident, setting you down so you could see up my dress, then I guess we're both gullible fools, huh? Truth is, I wanted to give you one last look at what I'm never going to give you again. That is, unless you can accomplish what I'm asking. Now, stay still. I'm going to put my foot in front of you. And your job is simple. You see the two buckles on my strappy sandal? One buckles my heel strap, and the other goes across my calf. Sexy, right? Well, all you have to do is unbuckle the one on my heel. I could do it with one hand, obviously. And even the scrawniest wuss in the entire world could do it with a thumb and a finger. So if you really want me back, you'll find a way to manage. Do this for me and this amusement park of a body will be yours again. Oh, what's that face? Am I asking the impossible? The way you're struggling just to get up the sole of my sandal. Maybe I am. I know my toes must seem like massive boulders at your size, but I bet if you were even a little less of a shrimp, you could make it up them, no problem. Oh. there you go. It's ironic. You used to love my feet. Now all you can do is cling to them and wiggle around, hoping I don't accidentally squish you like a little bug. You are wiggling a lot, though. What are you... Hey! Are you serious? You're supposed to be fighting to keep me, and here you are taking a break to dry hump my big toe. You must be close to coming, too. I can tell the way you're jerking against me. Did I say you could fuck my toes? I should really do it this time, shouldn't I? I should pin you under my big toe and just take a step and not even think about it. Just keep walking until I'm at Jessica's. Something tells me you'd like that, though, wouldn't you? Look at me. Eyes up, right now, pervert. If you so much as touch my foot again with your itty-bitty dick, I will feed you to a spider. You're on a quest, little man. I'm not going to stand here all night and watch you crawl around on my foot. Start climbing. Now. What's the matter, little man? You can't get any higher up my foot? I'm still just shocked at how all this is such a great turn-on for you. There's so much of me you're missing out on because you're so tiny. If you were an actual man, you could suck on my toes and fondle my tits at the same time. If you were an actual man and this were an actual relationship, you could pleasure me and see my joy and feel my arousal. But you can't, because you're a greedy, selfish, tiny little speck. Oh? Did that get your attention? Well, I can't hear what you're shouting from all the way up here, so I guess you should focus on getting to that buckle, shouldn't you? There you go. So determined. So much effort into such a trivial task. If you do this, I'll give you anything you want. I'll be that faithful, loving girlfriend you've always desired. Your 800-foot sex slave. I'll even pretend to orgasm when you're jumping on my clit. Very small, polite ones, of course. I wouldn't want to squish your frail little body between my labia. The way you're panting. Is that it? Are you exhausted already? You spent all that effort climbing across the straps, and you won't even try lifting the buckle? Wow. All this hassle just so you could sit on my foot, panting, while you look up and worship me. But you can't have your giantess until you undo that tiny little buckle. And it already took everything you had just getting to it. What's that? Did you just say I win? Fine. Now, let's recap this whole fucking nightmare, shall we? From the beginning. You decide to go from this amazing 6'3" CrossFit hottie to a half-inch insect. And you know what? At first, I was okay with it. You want to be tiny? Fine. Your life, your choice. Except you should have done what every other tiny does. Leave this life behind and apply to that hippie Gaia community. Except you didn't. Instead, you emptied your bank account, sold your house, quit your job, and paid for some back alley shrinker to turn you into this. And then you had yourself delivered to me in a velvet box. All for what? So you could fuck a giant woman? And you thought I'd be cool with all that? Do you know what percentage of couples survive an intersized relationship? I do. Because I did my homework. It turns out only 3% make it past the first year. And of that tiny fraction, only 2 were between a normal female and a reduced male. Not 2%. 2! Jesus, I don't even like short guys. What made you think I would fall for a man 1/2 inch tall? Then I try breaking up with you, kindly, I might add, which is more than you deserve. I even found transition services and counselors and relocation agents. I was willing to pay for all of that. But what do you do? What do you fucking do? You threatened to file domestic charges against me. What kind of fucking asshole does that? I should have squished you under my thumb as soon as the words were out of your mouth. Are you fucking stroking yourself? While you're being emasculated like this? Get off my fucking foot! I said, get off! Oh, come on. Walk it off. You're fine, lover. Besides, we've got a lot more to discuss. You want to call me a goddess, right? Well, a nothing like you can't blackmail a goddess. So goodbye, you pathetic little shit. This is probably what you were hoping for from the start, though, wasn't it? To get stepped on, like a bug. Seriously? You thought I would do that? You really thought I'd squish you? You know, sometimes I actually wonder why I can't. Why I don't have it in me to grind you under my heels. It wouldn't even be that messy. No different than stepping on an ant. I can't believe I'm doing this, but I think I have a better option. Hello? Yeah, is this Nadia? This is Bridget. You contacted me a few weeks ago. Yeah, I'm doing well. How are you? That's awesome. Congratulations. Me? Just going out with a friend. I feel like it's been forever since I've been to the club. So I hate to change the subject, but about that other thing we discussed? Yeah, I was wondering, are you still interested? Yeah, I tried. I couldn't do it. He's still human. Sort of. I just want to break up with him, but he's making it totally impossible. So, is your offer still on the table? It is? Perfect. Yeah, half now is good. Him? He's fine. A little stunned and bruised, maybe, but nothing's broken. Great, I appreciate it. I really thought I could handle this myself, but I've never had to dump a man quite like this. Yeah, beyond weird. So, you'll be discreet about how you acquired him? And you still have my Venmo? Wow, yeah, I just got it. Thanks. He'll be in a small black jewelry box by the front door. Thanks again. Seriously. Bye-bye. I guess I'm not much of a giant if I can't step on tiny people. But I do have a surprise for you. Hush. I can't make out what you're saying, and we're past all that. In case you couldn't hear, that was Nadia on the phone. She works with those shrinkers you hired. Apparently, this is pretty common. The whole tiny man, normal woman thing. Like I said, most women don't want to fuck Lilliputians. Anyway, Nadia makes it her business to check up on clients after a few months to see how things are going. Discreetly, of course. Which is usually spectacularly bad. In which case, she offers to buy back those tiny men from their girlfriends. Isn't that nice? I know what you're thinking. What kind of a heartless bitch would do such a thing? Well, we heartless bitches have our reasons. Some of us do it out of desperation. And let's be honest here, you're the one that made this happen. You're why I'm so desperate. Oh, does that make you sad? Poor little baby. Don't be like that. Besides, I have a surprise for you. Can you guess what it is? Give up already? You're gonna be the star of your own special video. Isn't that exciting? I'm sorry to spoil it for you, but Nadia is a porn star. Although I'd guess that that's not her porn name. Or even her real name. Anyway, her thing is tiny men. You've probably seen one of her squish videos before all of this, knowing your tastes. Aren't you excited? Just think of all the possibilities. She might step on you, or sit on you, Or what's that cannibal fetish thing called? You know, where a woman swallows a tiny vor or whatever. Hell, maybe she'll finger herself and grind you against her clit. From what I've heard, she is quite talented. I bet she'd even be willing to hear your suggestions. Ugh, that's enough, little man. Cheer up. This is your dream come true. A giant woman's going to end your sad, pathetic fixation. Isn't that what you've always wanted? Well, look at the time. I really should get going. Jessica's probably ready by now. So I guess this is goodbye. You have fun with your new giant girlfriend.
Handled like a goddess.